streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Kamala Harris defending her record in her first broadcast interview as presidential candidate.
It was an exclusive interview with CNN, and it covered a wide range of issues, including whether Harris would change U.S. policy toward Israel.
I remain committed since I've been on October 8th to what we must do to work toward a two-state solution, where Israel is secure, and in equal measure, the Palestinians have security and self-determination and dignity.
Harris also said as president she would not ban fracking, even as she remains committed to green energy policies.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. Millions of Americans are on the move this weekend, as CBS's Roxanne Sibiri tells us.
It's summer's last hurrah, and travelers are making a mad dash to their holiday destinations by planes, trains, and automobiles. At the nation's airports, the TSA expects its busiest Labor Day weekend on record, with the peak travel day on Friday.
It's part of travel, you know, even if there is a rush or there isn't, there's always going to be, you know, little hiccups every now and then.
But driving this holiday weekend has its perks at the pump.
Perks indeed. Gas Buddies projecting the national average price of gas at $3.27 a gallon this Labor Day, the cheapest since Labor Day 2021. That amounts to a decline of 50 cents or 13% from last Labor Day. After three cops are shot following a vehicle chase in Dallas.
Our department is hurting. We have officers who are injured, who are in the hospital, and we lost one of our own.
The suspect is dead. With 300 cases of the deadly mosquito-borne West Nile virus reported.
Most of the time when public health is working well, you don't hear about mosquito-borne and tick-borne infectious disease threats. But sometimes these threats can overwhelm that first line of public health defenses. And then people may want to take additional measures to protect themselves if they think they're at higher risk, especially people over 65, immunocompromised people, and pregnant women.
Dr. Celine Grounder, CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health at KFF. Scientists have found that if you catch up on sleep on the weekends, turns out you're helping your heart.
A study by the European Society of Cardiology found people who don't get enough sleep during the week but get more sleep on the weekends had a 19% lower chance of heart disease. Ideally, though, doctors say you should get at least 7 hours of sleep every night.
CBS's Michael George. And Switzerland has just announced the Swiss city of Basel will host next year's Eurovision Song Contest, narrowly beating Geneva this after transgender Swiss singer Nemo won the contest 68th edition this past May. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you saw something, say something. Investigators want assistance after three people were shot in Racine early Sunday morning. It's an incident that spans several blocks along Douglas Avenue. Police say two women were found at the scene with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. A man later arrived at the emergency room with similar injuries. The Racine Police Department is asking those living in the area of the shooting for video footage to help find that shooter. Microsoft is paying over $3 billion for a data center in Racine County, and they're okay with raising your electrical bill. It's going to take a lot of energy to power their massive data center complex under development. And according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the tech company is supporting the effort from We Energies to raise customer rates. It's reported Microsoft filed testimony supporting the increase in a case pending before the Public Service Commission. There's talk of 6 to 10% increases for We Energies. The Business Journal says Microsoft will end up using a sixth of the power that We Energy generates. And a volunteer-run animal shelter in Racine is looking for some help. The Hope Safe House is facing an unexpected challenge as their air conditioning unit has failed. It's better now than it was earlier in the week, but the shelter's management says they're currently relying on fans to keep their animals comfortable. The Hope Safe House has launched a fundraising campaign on their website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blanked the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. they got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a few clouds and showers in the forecast for today. Then we're heading into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Mostly cloudy, showers, 81 today. Clear with a low of 60 tonight, sunny, 82 tomorrow. Then sunshine, low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
I'm not much for travel of any mode. When I do travel, though, I go by plane. I think it's nice to have a non-smoking section on planes. I think we ought to take it a step further. I think we need a non-speaking section. I don't know about you, every time I get in a plane now, I end up sitting next to some babbling mousketeer who's way too happy with the airborne experience. They always feel compelled to tell me their life story from DNA up till that afternoon. And some of these people get in any kind of recliner and they think they're in therapy. I need a little peace and quiet when I fly. I'm very frightened. I won't even turn on an air blower above the seat. I always get the feeling I'm diverting power away from the jet. What about those masks that drop down in the event of decompression? That's a pretty flimsy looking apparatus, isn't it? Doesn't this look remarkably like a parquet margarine cup on the end of an enema bag or something? You know, they always have these bizarre instructions to start the flow of oxygen, tuck down lightly on the cork. And you know, when I'm shoulder rolling at 700 miles an hour, lightly just isn't in my vocabulary, all right? Something intrinsically cruel about having the last 40 seconds of your life turn into a Lucy skit.
Feel fine. 609 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, entering a Labor Day weekend, the end of the summer. I always feel so bad on Labor Day because the summer, it's not calendar over, but it's over for the most part. I was told, and I got to find out where this came from, years ago, come Labor Day, that's the last day to wear light clothing for guys, light pants and light shoes. After that, everything is dark after Labor Day. That's what I heard. I got to look up where I heard that. But I heard that for years. No more tan pants and, you know, light-colored shoes. You got to wear dark clothing after Labor Day because winter is coming. Actually, it's summer for another month, but, you know, we don't count that. It's 610 at WRJM. Talk about the weather for this Labor Day weekend. After some showers and thunderstorms today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, sunny Sunday, sunny Labor Day. Highs 83 tomorrow, 74 Sunday, 72 on Labor Day. That's a perfect weekend to get out and do whatever you had plans to do. Jackie DeShannon, WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand.
Jackie DeShannon, put a little love in your heart. She had a little-known song called Vanilla Ole. Did you ever hear of it? Nobody ever heard of it. But when I worked at this radio station, when it came out, we all had to have a pick to click. In other words, all the announcers had to pick a song that they thought was going to become a hit. Now, they actually gave us the songs. We didn't get a chance to pick them. And mine was Vanilla Ole by Jackie DeShannon. And I fell in love with the song. And the only time I ever heard it is when I played it on the radio. I never heard another soul ever play that song. I gotta look that up. Vanilla Ole, Jackie DeShannon. Here's Herman and his Hermits, WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Hits WRJM. Hey, were you able to come up with a fake excuse to get out of work today to extend that Labor Day weekend? Or are you working on one for Tuesday? Everybody, every time there's a holiday, they always try to pull another day out of it. See what they can do. All right. Have you ever had to pay for something at a store because your kid broke something? Well, here's the nightmare version of that. A guy in Israel went to a museum known for its collection of rare ancient artifacts. His four-year-old kid broke a jug that was 3,500 years old. The museum is being pretty cool about it. His parents don't have to pay anything. The museum said when someone damages something on purpose, the cops are involved. But since it was a kid, he didn't mean to do it. That's not going to happen. They actually invited the kid back with his family to the museum once the jug is restored. They're just going to glue it back together again. They say it should be done by this weekend. Now, that is being pretty cool about it. Because I have a feeling if I broke something like that when I was 4 years old, when I got home, the punishment would be a lot worse than having the police get me at the museum. Trust me. The screaming and the yelling and the accusations and the blaming would have gone. It happens. You know, you let little toddlers run around the museum. Things are going to break, I guess. Huh? But the museum's pretty good about it. It's 617 at WRJN. Looking for showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 82. Then becoming clear tonight. Low 61. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 83. Sunny Sunday. Highs near 74. Labor Day sunny with a high near 72. Perfect, perfect weekend coming around. Right now, it's cloudy, 70 degrees right here at Radio Park.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illness in Southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby.
no good. Linda Ronstadt, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, all week, you love the timeless hits here from the 60s and 70s on WRJN. But remember, there's even more timeless hits on Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Now, before Elvis, Buddy Holly, and even the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Sinatra. Sundays, 7 a.m. to noon, Luke creates an amazing blend of songs and weaves fun, quirky, and always entertaining themes together. Music of the Stars, a Sunday morning must-hear on WRJN. And speaking about the king of rock and roll, here's Elvis on WRJN.
Walking through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knock.
Some trivia for you about the movie Jailhouse Rock with Elvis Presley. You got to look carefully. On his prison outfit, he's got a number, his prison number, but it changes during the movie a couple of times. Depending, you know, what scene he's in, he's got a different prison number on him. I guess the continuity people didn't check it that carefully, huh? All right, we've got some showers and thunder bumpers this morning, but it'll be clearing up tonight in a sunny holiday weekend all around. It's going to be gorgeous. Right now, I got Green River CCR.
I can hear the
think one of the best groups of the 60s and 70s. Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR, Green River, at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know, when it comes to politics and becoming president, you need 270 electoral votes to win the election. People online are having some fun listing campaign promises that would almost guarantee the candidate 270 votes or more. First of all, promising to make all fast food places serve breakfast all day long. Yes. Pledging to bring back original movie ideas. No more remakes or sequels. Banning your item just shipped alert when they really just stuck a label on it. Shoes that stay on at all TCA checkpoints. Did I say TCA? TSA checkpoints. Banning those super bright LED headlights that blind you at night and forcing TV shows to have at least 22 episodes per season again. I hate to date myself. I remember when it was 39 episodes per season. People just want 22. I mean, they're really cutting back on that. 631 WRJN, it's time for the news. Here's Stuart.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you saw something, say something. Investigators want assistance after three people were shot in Racine early Sunday morning. It's an incident that spans several blocks along Douglas Avenue. Police say two women were found at the scene with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. A man later arrived at the emergency room with similar injuries. The Racine Police Department is asking those living in the area of the shooting for video footage to help find that shooter. Microsoft is paying over $3 billion for a data center in Racine County, and they're okay with raising your electrical bill. It's going to take a lot of energy to power their massive data center complex under development, and according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the tech company is supporting the effort from We Energies to raise customer rates. It's reported Microsoft filed testimony supporting the increase in a case pending before the Public Service Commission. There's talk of 6 to 10% increases for We Energies. The Business Journal says Microsoft will end up using a sixth of the power that We Energy generates. And a volunteer-run animal shelter in Racine is looking for some help. The Hope Safe House is facing an unexpected challenge as their air conditioning unit has failed. It's better now than it was earlier in the week, but the shelter's management says they're currently relying on fans to keep their animals comfortable. The Hope Safe House has launched a fundraising campaign on their website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Stockmanship and Stewardship Workshop in Lancaster this week was one of just four of its kind in the nation this year. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Kurt Pate was one of the presenters coming all the way from Montana. He performed a live cattle handling demonstration with both beef and dairy beef animals. He shares some of his wisdom with us.
Mostly it's about proper pressure. And there's three kinds of pressure, driving and drawing and maintaining, and that's what our big focus is going to be. And then just kind of breaking some paradigms and habits that people might have and just try to get it where it's easier for them to understand how to put the right pressure on at the right time and get your cattle to work for you with a minimum amount of stress. People need to understand how good the relationship and the handling of cattle can be if we improve our skills and knowledge and just do a little thinking and a little bit of controlling your emotions.
Kurt Pate has been demonstrating cattle handling for about 20 years. He says it actually all started with horses in Wisconsin at the Midwest Horse Fair. We'll take a look at our morning markets next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
Commodity prices are seeing a lift on a Friday morning. Cash corn is trading up 3.25 cents at $3.75 a bushel. December new crop corn up a penny and a quarter at $3.97 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are up 9.25 cents at $9.83 a bushel. November new crop soybeans are up 10.25 cents at $10.02 and three quarters. And cash and new crop wheat is up 0.75 cents at $5.25 and three quarters. Looking at the Class 3 milk contracts, the September contract is up 9 cents at $22.27 a hundredweight. The October contract is up 4 cents at $22.66 a hundredweight. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese was up 4.75 cents, closing at $2.17 and a quarter. The 40-pound block cheese was unchanged from Wednesday at $2.07 and a half, and AA butter closed down 2.75 cents at $3.17 a pound. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
We have a few clouds and showers in the forecast for today. Then we're heading into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Mostly cloudy, showers 81 today. Clear with a low of 60 tonight. Sunny 82 tomorrow. Then sunshine, low to mid 70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 70.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? I always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know? Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of
listen now. Timeless Hits 2 at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic 1400 AM right here everywhere. Racine, Kenosha, all of southeast Wisconsin. Hey, we're the home of the Brewers and the Badgers, also the Packers this season. Now, today, you can have lunch with the Brewers. They'll be in Cincinnati taking on the Reds at 11:05 this morning. And you can have dinner with the Badgers tonight, a rare Friday night game. Western Michigan will be at Camp Randall Stadium to play the Wisconsin Badgers, 6 p.m. All that action is right here on WRJN. And don't forget, we got the Packers playing too this season. We're loaded with sports activity, local sports, along with local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
hits at WRJN. It's raining, 70 degrees at Radio Park. It's coming down, but after today, gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. We've got sunshine. Did I sing that? We've got sunshine Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day. It's gonna be a perfect weekend. All right, school's starting soon, right? Some places have already started, but for the most part, everybody starts after Labor Day. A middle school teacher in South Korea asked a kid to solve a problem on the blackboard. The kid was so embarrassed because he didn't know the answer. So the parents sued the teacher for emotional abuse. Who even knew that was a thing? Man, I can't think of all the times I went to the blackboard and didn't know the answer. Who knew I could sue over it, huh?
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Looking for the best sandwiches in town? All Labor Day weekend, indulge in the mouthwatering flavors of Lee's Deli at the Por La Gente softball tournament at Island Park. Whether you're craving cold subs, hot sandwiches, or crispy fried appetizers, the new mobile concession system ensures you won't miss a second of the excitement. Discover why Lee's Deli has been Racine's go-to sandwich shop for over 50 years. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Por La Gente softball tournament through Labor Day weekend at Island Park.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort. Like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk to Dick Graceffa about the high school football game of the week. And Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Three new movies opening today. We'll find out what they are. That's coming up in the next hour right here.
I see a red door, and I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun,
today with a high near 82 right now. Got some showers in the Racine area. It's raining 70 degrees right here at Radio Park day after day. Here's Badfinger.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around
guess what? Next week, Tuesday through Friday, I'm giving away tickets to see Three Dog Night live in concert at the Genesee Theater. Keep listening right here.
You're fine.